Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. We're brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's. The official chicken wing of The Fan. Archie's is also the home of 50 Cent Wings Monday through Thursday, and it's also the home of Paul Zeiss's grilled cheese sandwich. So get down to Archie's. It's a great place to be. Also, we're brought to you by Solomon Auto Group. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler. Dodge, Jeep, Ram with locations in North Huntington and in the North Hills. Well, the Pirates are still in the market for a manager, and we started to hear some candidates' names out there, but we're not sure what direction they're really going to go. Well, hopefully, our next guest, Tobias Wilborn of the Post-Gazette, who covers the Pirates, can give us some direction. Hi, Tobias. How are you?
Man, I'm good, Paul, man. How's it going, brother?
I cannot complain other than...
Nobody, you want to hear it anyway.
That's right. Other than it's a nice, cold, rainy day, other than that, I can't really complain about anything other than that, right?
Amen to that, brother.
And, you know, the Pirates, we've heard a couple of different names trickle out. What are your thoughts on the managerial search? Are they close to sort of closing it, or do you think they've got still some other guys they want to talk to? I mean, what are you hearing, looking at? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting. You know, there's still a couple teams left in the playoffs, which could leave a couple of candidates the Pirates to still talk to. But as of now, you know, they're bringing people in or meeting with them depending on the situation, either flying to them or having them come down on 115 Federal Street and come in. So, you know, initially, if you'd asked me this question, say, a month ago, I would have said Jeff Banister is hands down the guy, but I don't think that's the case now. I think that the Pirates are doing a full vetting and a full legitimate search, and, you know, I think they have a chance to get a good candidate. Not say Banister isn't a good candidate, but don't just think he's going to instantly get the job.
So, you know, we've heard some people basically say he's sort of their fallback guy. They know they have him, and if they want him, they can obviously give him the job. But you're saying you don't think they want to go in that direction.
I'm not saying that. Well, I'm just saying it's not as much of a guarantee as it was, you know, as people would have thought. You know, he was initially hired for his role with the team, a special instructor role. The initial thought was, well, you know, he's going to be the guy when Clint goes. That was the thought. But now that has clearly changed over the last year, and particularly with everything that went wrong this season. I legitimately believe that the Pirates just realized that there are some flaws in their system, and they want to clean them up, and they're willing to start with the manager. And then whoever they hire for the manager has to be somebody who's going to bring new ideas. Banister can bring new ideas, but he's going to have to really prove it. Otherwise, one of these other candidates, talking about Derek Shelton, talking about Christensen out in Oakland, talking about Mark Kotze out in Oakland as well, those types of guys are somewhat ahead from what I've been told.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what do you think they are really going to – what do you think they're valuing, Tobias? Is it experience? Is it handle of the analytics? Is it a guy that's good with pitchers? Is it a guy that's good with hitters? What do you think they're valuing here?
Everything. I mean, and I say it seriously. Like, they're really looking at situations where they want someone who can identify with players that players respect and appreciate. They want somebody who gets the analytical side, that knows how to do that part of the game, which I think is very important now more than ever. They also want someone who can help get players better, who will hire or help hire a good pitching coach as well as a good bench coach. You want someone who is moderate. Now, that doesn't mean, like I said, a Jeff Banister or in Philly where they're interviewing Buck Showalter and Dusty Beck, some of those guys. They can be modern too, but it's a lot harder to be modern when you're 60 and 70. Not impossible, but it's a little harder.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting thing, Nubias, is you look at a guy like Buck Showalter, you look at a guy like Dusty Baker. Both of them were very good managers and experienced and have been around the game for a long, long time. But it's weird in baseball these days, those kind of guys don't seem to be valued quite as much, do they?
Well, it's definitely changing. I mean, you know, we're at a point now where it feels like more often than not, the GM and his analytic crew are basically bringing the starting lineup down to the manager. I'm not sure how many managers actually make their own lineup card each and every day. Whereas, of course, you know, going way back with baseball, I mean, the manager made the lineup card. The GM picked the players, the manager put them in situations. Now, they're being advised pretty much on every single situation. Most of the time, these bench coaches are extremely analytical and know all the – it's almost like when an NFL team scores a touchdown, right? Then it's like, okay, well, these situations, you go for two or do you kick the extra point? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very similar to that in Major League Baseball now where every situation has an analytically correct answer. And we're getting less and less away from feel where that was where Dusty Baker and managers of that ilk were successful.
Yeah, well, again, I think that's going to be the interesting thing to see as all. I think there's, what, eight openings right now to see how they're all filled.
Seven now.
Well, seven, that's right. Joe Madden got hired today, so there's seven. But
yes.
To see how they're all filled and if there are any trends in that, I think that'll tell you a lot about where baseball is going.
Well, absolutely, because, I mean, you have the Phillies from the three candidates they seem to have with Girardi and Showalter, as well as Dusty Baker, they seem to value experience because, quite honestly, they got burnt with Gabe Kapler not being experienced, right?
Yep.
So there was that whole thing.
Well,
and that's a very real thing. But then you have other teams that are looking maybe to go first year or go younger. And I know I see people saying, well, they want to go first year just because it's cheap, and that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, if the reports are true, I mean, they paid Clint Hurdle a lot of money, so I don't know if they're cheap when it comes to hiring a manager, are they?
Well, I mean, we'll see what they do with this hire, because Clint Hurdle was one of the higher paid managers. I mean, but honestly, managers aren't getting $3 million like they used to anymore. So it'll be interesting to see what the Pirates do as well as one of the other teams. I mean, because you got to remember, I mean, the Red Sox hired Alex Cora. He was the first-time manager. He's not making $3 million.
Yeah.
You look at Rocco Baldelli, the success he's had, he's not making $3 million. Kevin Cash over in Tampa Bay, I mean, you look at all the success they've had there, he's not making $3 million. I think his Clint was the eighth highest-paid manager or sixth highest-paid somewhere in there before we left, if I remember correctly.
Clint was, I think, in the top five.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's making money, man. I mean, I don't know if the Pirates should do that because that's just not where the game is these days.
Yeah, that's the thing is that the manager's been such a de-emphasized position. It's going to be interesting to see. Like I said, I want to see when all seven of these positions are filled, what we're looking at, mm-hmm. and if there are any trends that we can read from it. We might not be. There might be, you know, Dusty Baker gets a job and Madden got a job and Girardi gets a job and then you got, you know, Donnie Kelly gets a job and a couple other guys like that. So it might just be all over the place.
You mentioned Donnie Kelly. He's still, you know, obviously local guy. He's still with the Astros. They're still in the playoffs. So, you know, we'll see if the Pirates speak to him once they're eliminated. Or maybe if the Astros give permission, the Pirates can potentially fly and meet with him. So, you know, because nowadays they're letting managerial candidates meet on the off day. It used to not happen. Because when the Pirates hired Clint Hurdle, the Texas Rangers made the Pirates wait until the Rangers were out of the World Series that year. And they went to the World Series that year when Ron Watson was the manager and Clint was the hitting coach.
Is he still is Ron Washington still out there somewhere?
Well, no, you know, Washington's other third base coach in Atlanta has been there for the last 3 years. Washington has a interview with San Diego. I don't know how he's going to get that job or not, but no, Washington's probably one of the premier infield coaches in baseball, probably in baseball history, to be honest.
Well, that's good. I mean, I know he had some issues. I'm glad to hear that he's sort of landed on his feet type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, he got fortunate, got the gig there. Maybe he goes back to Oakland because their third base coach left. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, yeah, as long as Wash wants to work it, he keeps it clean. He's going to have a job as long as he wants to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, elsewhere with the Pirates – at what point will we start to see maybe, different changes in terms of the personnel? I mean, when does that whole season get started with free agency and even some of the trades and all the winter stuff? When does all that start?
Well, I mean, I don't think anything's going to happen until after the World Series. Then you start to get into December when the winter meetings come, first week of December, and you have – basically, Rule 5 stuff coming up, who they're going to protect from Rule 5. Then you're also looking at what happens with arbitration, which starts in January and ends in February. That'll be very interesting because the Pirates have 8 guys who are arbitration eligible, including Trevor Williams, Joe Musgrove, and a man named Josh Bell, who's going to make a lot of money in arbitration.
Yeah, how much do you expect that there's going to be in terms of the arbitration guys, how much more money do you think they'll make this year?
Well, it'll be interesting. Bell will obviously get paid. I don't think he's going to make Mookie Betts money, but he's going to make, 10, 12, 13, 14, whatever that may be. The rest of the guys, it'll be interesting to see where they're slotted, which is where the whole arbitration thing comes in. Essentially, arbitration is basically the team saying, we want to keep you, but we don't think you're as good as this player, so this is where we're going to pay. And the player's saying, well, no, I think I align with, let's say for Josh Bell, I think I'm on Freddie Freeman level. And then they say, well, Freddie Freeman's making $15 million a year. And Josh Bell's going to say, well, that's where I think I should be. And they're going to say, no, you're more, name another random first baseman who's making $10 million. And then they're going to have to come to an agreement on that. So that will be very interesting to watch to see if that's going to be cool. And by the way, Josh Bell's agent is a man named Scott Morris. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of money. I mean, Trevor Williams is going to want $3 million or so a year, at least $5 million a year. Musgrove's going to want some millions. I mean, a lot of those guys are going to want to get paid based upon where they feel they are as pitchers and or hitters.
Yeah, that's going to be the telltale signs. I think one of the things that fans would like to know or like to hear, is there any indication that you've gotten that they're going to probably add payroll this year besides the natural, the raises that are going to come with the arbitration guys and whatnot?
I think they have I will say this. What they do with payroll, I think, will be very telling as to how they really see themselves. Because if they actually see themselves as a competitive team, then they're going to go out and go find another front-line starting pitcher. If they see themselves as a competitive team, they may look into getting a catcher. If they see themselves as a competitor, they may look to go get another big bat. If they don't, then they won't. So I don't know if they're going to spend more money. I guess we'll see what they do with managers. But what they do in the offseason will be very telling as to who they see themselves as for real. Neil can talk about his all the 10,000 simulations. But the reality is, at some point, you got to pay to play.
That is true. Lubias, great stuff, and I appreciate you coming on and just keep us posted as to all of the happenings with the Pirates and the managerial search and everything else.
Hey, no problem. Anytime, Paul.
All right. Thanks, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.